Boom shakalaka, what? Rub-a-dub style, man. Ha-ha-ha! I let the soul roll, feel the chunky funk. Come on, muse, ooze rhythm and blues, and let's chill to the thrill of this musical fusion.
Chill, baby.
I'm the upper-class rapper. Well, how do you do? A hippity-hop and a boobity-boo. With a hey, nonny-nonny and a cha-cha-cha.
Yes.
Now, down at Sunningdale just the other day, I beat a round of golf with my old chum Ollie, and after that we fancied chatting up some chicksies, cause both Ollie and I were feeling rather frisky. I'm the upper class rapper, well how do you do, on Totty Patrol, a rumpy pumpy poo.
Feeling horny.
Yes, the upper class rappers hunting working class slappers. Lick out the panani.
Slurp.
So, Ollie parked the car outside a singles bar, and I took my golf clubs out of the boot, at which Ollie said, "Ice tail fruit, you won't need those here, only going for a beer." I said, "I don't want them leafed by some rummy thief."
No, I don't. Yes.
Then several chunky chaps came up to us and asked, in a manner bereft of grace or class, if we wanted some dope with great charm. We said, "Nope,
certainly not."
They didn't like this response, and one of them, a ponce, then offered me crack. Crack, if you please, on the street. Talk about sleaze.
I mean,
I said, take your crack and stick it up your crack. I snot on your pot, stuff it up your potty. As you can imagine, they went absolutely potty. Shouting, screaming, yelling, bleating, I said, shut your traps when the upper-class rapper is talking.
What?
But they paid no attention and continued with their squawking. Listen to this. The leader of the group, in one fell swoop, pulled out a gun, released the cat, and said, give us your money.
I mean, can you believe it?
Hey, upper-class rapper, well, how do you do? Golly gosh, crikey, phew.
I was petrified.
No. I was about to scarper when I had the thought that we didn't run away from the French at Agincourt.
Exactly.
So with calm and care, the like of which is rare, I selected a club, took off the cover, gave the head a rub and bashed the motherfucker.
Boff.
Excuse my French.
Yes, I'm most terribly sorry.
Well, his mates, terrified right through to the bone, ran off and left their leader alone. I said, tut, 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 you silly bumber clot. If you ever mug again, I'll break your ruddy butt. And one more thing, you cretinous twat. Don't ever mess with an aristocrat. Now, I hope the general public will not fail to see the potent moral of this tale, that if a chap comes along with a menacing shooter, just take a 7-iron and bop him on the snooter.
Bop, bop, bop.
A wee bop, a loo bop, a bop him on the snooter.
Getting
I say,
it.
You're jolly pretty.
Yes.
Let's get it on.
Ooh.
22 positions in a one-night stand. Let's get it on.
Hoo-ha.
I hope that you're not carrying germs, because I'm going to bust you out with my super sperm.
Yes.
Now, I'll speak very slowly so that you can follow. Now, do you spit or do you swallow?
My word, what a wonderful pair of jugs. You know, there's nothing like a bus to make the upper crust last.
Not my word, Mr. DJ. Cut it. Tally-ho!